Hi, I'm James Montemagno, developer evangelist at Xamarin. Today I'm going to show you how you can leverage your C# and .NET skills to build out fully native iOS, Android, and Windows applications, all with Xamarin. We're going to start off and take a look at the entire Xamarin platform, and then we're going to see how we can use Visual Studio and C# to build those native iOS and Android applications, and then look at popular code sharing strategies to see how we can leverage 50, 60, 70% more of shared code across all of our applications. And of course, I'll show you just where to get started. So we're going to focus on the Xamarin platform, which is where we're using Visual Studio and our C# libraries to build out those native iOS and Android applications. And Xamarin's approach to mobile development is extremely unique. We build out our shared C# backend. That's all of our business logic, our models, view models, RESTful service calls, SQL databases. And then we build out a unique user interface for iOS, Android, and Windows. But we're sharing all of that shared C# backend. Now, if you're a Windows developer, you know your .NET libraries, and you love them, just like I love them. When you develop for Windows, you have a Windows SDK, pull in Windows namespaces. Now, when you use Xamarin and come to iOS or Android, it's exactly the same thing. You have the power of the .NET libraries at your back, and then we give you 100% API coverage, and we create C# bindings for every single iOS and, of course, Android API, all available in C#. So anything you want to do, you can do. And of course, we have beautiful designers built right into Visual Studio for both iOS and Android, enabling you to build out those beautiful user interfaces, but share all that code. Let's take a look and see how to get started right now. Here I am inside of Visual Studio 2015. Now, I've already set up my projects, but once you have Xamarin installed, simply say File, New Project, and you'll see some brand new iOS templates, so for iPhone, iPad, or Universal, and of course, some Android templates as well to get you up and running. Let's take a look at our iOS application first. We're inside of our main storyboard, a complete overview of our application. We can see that I have a full toolbox available for me with every single iOS control that I can simply drag and drop right onto the screen. I can then modify any of the properties in the property pane or add events as well. Let's say I want to adjust the image here. I can simply drop down image, select any of the resources in my project, and there it is. If I want to add an event to the click handler, I could add one manually with the events, or just simply double-click. Now, at this point, I could come over to my references, add any .NET library, such as System.HTTP, System Runtime, or I could come into my code behind and start using any of the core iOS APIs. So here, for instance, Core Bluetooth, Core Data, or Foundation. But of course, I could write something simple as console.WriteLine. That's the iOS project, but let's take a look at the Android application. Over here in our Solution Explorer, our Android application sits side by side our iOS app. And here I'm going to open up our Android Storyboard Designer. I have the login page laid out here as well, and I can even toggle multiple themes. Let's say a light theme. Of course, I have every single Android control available to me in my toolbox. And what the designer is doing is generating the Android XML that natively Android uses to lay out their screens. In our code behind, our main activity, we're able to find these controls and then add simple click handlers, for instance. So here's our login button, and I simply am going to check against the username to see if the text is null or white space. If we actually want to investigate and start debugging this application, built right into the debug dialog dropdown, we'll see all of our available emulators or physical devices. I'm just going to simply say debug. If we pull up our simulator here, here's a one-to-one mapping of our current user interface. I'm going to first add a breakpoint here, and then simply tap login. We'll hit our very first breakpoint, and we can now investigate any of the controls, including the native Android controls on the page. We can see that this text property is going to actually be a string.empty, and we'll expect this toast pop-up to occur. So let's continue on. There we go. That was a quick look at how to build out iOS and Android applications right in Visual Studio 2015. We just saw how to build out native iOS and Android applications all in C# in Visual Studio with Xamarin. But what about code sharing? Well, there's several popular strategies to sharing code when you're using Xamarin. First are portable class libraries, enabling you to write code in one project and target multiple platforms. You're then able to combine that with the power of NuGet to distribute these through your company or globally. And this opens up an entire world of brand new libraries that you can consume in all of your applications. Now, introduced in Visual Studio 2013 Update 2 and available in Visual Studio 2015 are shared projects, enabling you to easily share code files across any application. Let's take a look at some of these popular strategies, enabling us to share a vast amount of code across all of our applications. Here we are back in Visual Studio 2015, and this is the Xamarin Store app, where you can browse for C# shirts and monkeys, both in iOS and Android. You can select one that you want, add it to your basket, and check out. It offers great native performance and animations on all of the platforms. So let's see how we've structured this to optimize for max code reuse. If we come over to Visual Studio, we'll see that we have the Xamarin Store shared project with all of our models and view models and data. Here's our user class with all the different properties that need to be filled out, and our web service that uses the Xamarin SSO client to make auth calls and full async await for login and gathering products. We additionally use JSON.NET to deserialize all of our JSON. These are automatically added right into our references for both Android and iOS. We can then, of course, leverage other libraries such as JSON.NET or come in to the NuGet Package Manager and add additional libraries. Additionally, we have the Component Store, which is a hand-curated list of libraries for Xamarin iOS and Android applications. So now, if I wanted to tie in an Azure Mobile Service backend, simply with one click, hit Add to App, and Azure Mobile Services is now available to me right in the Xamarin Store application. Using shared projects, the power of NuGet, and even portable class libraries is going to enable you to share 50, 60, 70% of more code across all of your applications. Xamarin is your complete mobile solution. We've been taking a look at the Xamarin platform to develop those native iOS and Android applications all in C#. But we also like to think about how do we test our applications, ensure that our user interface scales and looks correct on all of the different target devices. That's where our Xamarin Test Cloud and Xamarin UI Test come in, enabling you to build out automated user interface scripts that you can run locally on simulators or devices or ship to our Xamarin Test Cloud and run those scripts on thousands of physical iOS and Android devices. But what about after you ship your application? We want to ensure that you're able to easily monitor and get real-time crash reporting for any of your applications. And that's where Xamarin Insights comes in. With just a single line of code, you're able to get managed and native crash reports in real time. And of course, we have great resources to get you off the ground running. With Xamarin University, you can actually get live interactive sessions with Xamarin University instructors and become a fully Xamarin certified mobile developer. Of course, Xamarin is always up to date. We've been shipping same-day iOS support since iOS 5 and have great support for all the new emerging devices from Google Glass, Fire TV, Android Wear, and of course, Apple Watch. So any device you want to develop for, you can with Xamarin. You can get started today at Xamarin.com. And thank you so much for watching.